V-E-7-F-L-Z. VA 5 Tango Mexico listing. Anyone copy?
VA 5 Tango Mexico, VA 5 Echo Bravo. Good morning there, Mr. Tom. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Hopefully you and Melissa are doing well. Well, Melissa's still asleep, but hopefully she's doing well. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's doing okay. Yeah. She's like everybody else, getting tired of the cold weather, I guess. But that's the way it goes. Not much we can do about it. Yeah, I tried to call you earlier, but maybe you're out for a smoke or something. So Randy and I had a little confab there. But, I guess tomorrow was supposed to warm up a bit, and then Thursday we're supposed to be, I think, +4 here. But then that's just for the day. And the next day we're back down into the deep freeze again. So, yeah, pretty weird weather conditions here lately. More snow tomorrow. I don't know how much we're supposed to get.
S-L-Z.
Anyway, back to you there, Tom.
Roger. Yeah, I heard you call Randy a couple times, and he must have been making his coffee, so he couldn't get back to you right at the time. Yeah, that's about the time I went out for a smoke, so if you called me, I wouldn't have heard you. Yeah, we've got high of +2 today, +6 on Thursday, then 0, and then -12, and -4, and -1, and, you know, so other than that, -12, supposed to be not too bad of temperatures near the zero anyway. Yeah, I've got to run into Saskatoon on Thursday for early morning MRI at the University Hospital. So I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to try and get future ones done either here or in Regina. They could do MRIs here. And had they known, I might have got put on the short list here in town and not had. I'm going to have to go in and get a hotel Thursday because I've got to be at the hospital 3/4 of an hour before my appointment, which is 8 o'clock. So 7:15, I got to be there, for Christ's sake. Back to you, VA 5, Tango Mike.
Roger on that. Yeah, that's kind of early. Yeah, especially from Moose Jaw. God, you'd have to leave at, 4:35 in the morning. So, yeah, you're just as wise to get a hotel for the night, that's for sure. I was going to be, or we were going to be heading down to Saskatoon on Saturday, but then I discovered yesterday one of my family members contacted me and said, don't plan anything for Saturday. So, because they're having a birthday party for me Saturday. The family's putting it together, so that'll be all right, I guess. So that kind of ended my trip to Saskatoon in a hurry. So, yeah, we were going to go down and visit Pierre there and take a look at his trains and everything. I used to be, I still am interested in those trains, but, man, you can drop a lot of money in those things pretty quickly. Well, I guess you can on radio equipment, too, but most of my equipment's all older stuff here. Except, Melissa's got a new Bofang, and I've got a newer one, but all our other equipment is pretty aged here. But I've tried to teach Melissa, new is not always better. And and that goes not just with radio equipment, but it's nice to have a new car, a new vehicle, and, you know, but sometimes some of the older stuff is pretty nice, too, and just as nice to have, and probably as far as looks and everything, some of that older, those older vehicles are more prestigious, you know, as far as looks and whatnot, so, but anyway, she'll be getting her 221R back here pretty quick, and Melissa just loves that lollipop mic, I don't know. It's more of a novelty than anything, I guess. Boy, she just swears by that microphone. Back to you there, Tom.